Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 44. Life and Death. Part 1 of 3.
Colony, this is Tanya. Liz is going into labor. We will need any and all assistance available. We're heading to Kane Hospital for emergency surgery.
What? We're going there? You can't. That's not...
We don't have a choice. I know it's not the best option, but...
Not the best option?
How can you do anything for her and stay safe at the same time?
That's why we all have to go.
That place isn't safe. Saul was there today. He saw that big one.
I'm not about to put everyone else at risk because of a few bad symptoms. I can get by here just fine. This is nothing.
It's not nothing. You and the baby are in trouble. I may not have the most experience with people, but you have to trust me that I would only consider this if you and the baby were in real danger.
But it's still early, right?
Oh, he's far enough along.
Wait, so what do you expect me to do?
You remember how to shoot, don't you?
Yeah, but...
Hopefully that big one left, but if not, you're with me.
Oh, no. We don't have a gun truck. I know this rifle. Nothing we have here can do anything against that thing.
No, I can't put you all at risk.
We are choosing to do this, right? Kel, I need you. She needs you.
Kel, that thing may be gone, and I'm going to keep trying to radio to get hold of Bert or Michael, but we have to go, like, now.
No, I'm not that bad. We can wait until we hear from the others.
Lizzie, you're strong now, and I know you feel like it, but your baby is not, and I'm going to need your strength to get him through this.
Please, baby, just listen to her. She knows.
Okay, I'll do it.
See? We're all in.
Fine.
Here, get in the wheelchair. Kelly, run down and turn on the generator for the elevator.
All that way? Okay, going.
The hospital isn't gonna have power, remember? What do we...
There's a small generator downstairs to take with us. Should have enough juice for what we need.
Ow!
Careful. Careful now.
I am.
I'll get her to the elevator. You grab my bags there.
All right. I'm swapping out and bringing this radio instead. It has a bigger antenna. Might work through the rain.
Good idea.
Let's just hope someone can hear us.
Radio's still not working. I don't think there's a signal.
What did you expect?
Datu, dim the flashlight. Have it shine through your fingers.
Okay. Why not a little more? I can't see much.
I don't want to risk us being spotted.
That's gonna happen regardless.
You think they're in the tunnel yet? Behind us?
I don't know. Just keep going.
Oh, man. Where does this go?
The tunnel we traveled was quite amazing. It wasn't deep below the surface, maybe no more than 20 feet, but it went a considerable distance. We'd been walking for a long time. At first, near the entrance, there were areas where a few pipes stuck out and part of a broken-down wall. Nothing short of the ceiling, which made me feel like it was going to collapse at any moment. But as we went further, everything became more solid. When I touched the sides, I could feel that bedrock and dirt were in fact hard, almost like stone. It was then that I had Datu point the flashlight at it to look closer.
Are those
handprints? Lots and lots of handprints. Every square inch of the walls were covered, as if hundreds of human hands made this happen. We scanned the rest of the structure closely. The dirt on the sides and the ceiling of the tunnel had a different color than the floor. It was as if they mixed some special mud elsewhere and brought it here.
How did they make this?
Don't touch it. Let's just get moving.
You have the Mata gun. You go ahead. Datu, you okay?
Fine. Aside from my nerves?
Uh-oh.
What?
It splits up here.
Shit. Right or left?
Don't ask me.
Datu?
How would I?
We'll look for something. Are there any marks or...
Oh. I'm looking.
Through the light of his fingers, a ray caught the etchings in the side of the wall. Each tunnel had one. He paused there, looking at both.
Not too long. Be careful.
I am.
He shined the flashlight over it fast, and then looked at the floor, like he was limiting his exposure.
Anything?
Oh, hold on.
I think they're in the tunnel now.
They're gonna smell us for sure.
Datu!
This way. Left.
What did it say? Oh, whatever, just go.
What's that?
Cologne?
It's out before.
Datu led us down the dark hallway to the left as the sounds of movement behind us started to dissipate. And then, after a few minutes, they were gone. We kept moving forward along our new path. This tunnel seemed to incline slightly, as if we were coming back up somewhere. We had maybe traveled over a mile since the church entrance, but it was hard to tell any distance or direction down there. Parts were even hard to breathe in. The air was thick and musty. And just as the air started to clear, we noticed bits of light ahead of us.
You see that?
Just keep going forward.
The roof's cracked. It is. The break goes all the way through the surface.
I think I can see the sky.
You think we can get out that way?
No, too small. You'll get stuck. But at least we're getting closer to ground level.
More pipes in the dirt walls up ahead.
We're almost out.
Yeah, but out where?
That's the exit.
I see it too. Are we just going into another building?
It's smart. That way we don't find the entrances. Hey, go slow. There might be contacts on the other side.
Stay behind me.
Victor led us through the opening that seemed to go through almost a foot of solid concrete. Large chunks were sitting off to the side as the room opened up. Massive conduits went in all directions, with various power boxes and transformers sitting dead and silent.
Okay, clear.
Wow. Reminds me of the pumping station. But we aren't anywhere near there.
Or a boiler room.
Maybe.
Hey, it's man-made. That's all I care about.
This way, I think.
Datu, guess you picked the right way. So, what did those markings mean?
Oh, that... Well, I kinda didn't want to read them.
What?
I guessed.
Okay. Well, at least it was the right choice.
You didn't want to read them? Kind of a lot of stake here.
The second I looked, I just didn't want that feeling again. I'm sorry. Every time I do, it takes longer to come back.
Let's just get the hell out of here. Who knows, we might still need you to read something. Maybe glad you saved it.
Back there may have been one of those times.
Maybe I did. And I didn't know it. I'm not exactly sure how it works. They aren't words.
Oh. Hey, doorway's busted out over here, big time. Leads into a stairwell.
The stairwell was scattered with large and small bits of concrete. Then pieces of debris started to become very evident. It worried me. We were wandering blind, and this place was falling apart.
Watch your step.
Man, I hope wherever we're going isn't blocked.
Had to say it, huh?
Wait!
Find something?
Datu reached under several pieces of wood to find a blue chunk. He dusted it off as it started to take form. It was a large foam finger, complete with go eels on the front.
No.
no!
Shit, shut up! Doctor, calm down. What is it?
You gotta be quieter, man.
We came back.
Where? Doctor, where are we?
The arena.
Park just over there.
Are you gonna go first?
That's good enough. Stay here, okay? I wanna see if it's clear.
Wait, what if it's...
He won't listen.
I know. Just breathe light, okay?
You listening for the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Place looks pretty quiet. Might be okay. While we're waiting, I'll try the radio again. Michael, anybody? Please respond. We need assistance.
Kelly, she's trying to listen.
It's okay. I can't hear anything over the rain anyway. It's hard enough to hear with just a scope.
Anyone, please. If you can hear this, please let us know.
If you're gonna try anyone, try Bert and Riley again. They're on the other channel.
Relax. Just sit back.
Bert? Riley? Can you hear this? We need your help. Should I tell them where we are over the radio?
Those guys should be secure. Not like anyone can hear us anyway.
We're at Kane Hospital. Need assistance.
Lizzie, just sit back, okay? Easy now.
Baby's kicking.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Is that a good sign?
I don't know. Does he do that often?
It's clear, as far as I can tell. Big one ain't there anymore. Kelly, grab the generator. I got your rifle.
All right. Help me with the chair.
Oh, this is heavy.
I'll get the other side after we get her seated. Here. Take my hand. Don't slip.
Easy now. Easy.
I got it.
Okay, she's in. I got her from here.
Kel, I'm coming. Mama, you got everything you need from the van?
Yeah. Told you it was heavy.
I know. I put it in the van by myself. There's a ramp here. Let me go first.
Just be quiet, you two.
At least the rain's good for something. They may not hear us.
Where is everything? All the equipment I asked you about.
In the hallway over here. We staged it to go onto the truck, but didn't get to.
Well, I guess I need to find a good room first.
Let's just put it over here for now.
Put the generator on the gurney over there so you can wheel it around.
Good idea.
I'm full of them.
This way.
Oh boy, it's dark in here.
There's plenty of lights with the stuff we grabbed. We just need to find a room that works.
Maybe you should just leave me here until you find one.
This one's good. And there's another room in sight, even further away from the hallway.
That'd be quieter. Yeah, looks good. Okay, move everything in here.
Kel, help me grab the stuff over there.
We wheeled everything into our makeshift OR. It only took about 10 minutes to get the generator running and all the equipment plugged in. Lizzie continued to remain stable while everything was going on, but I worried she was getting worse quickly.
All right, I think this is the anesthesia you need. This was the one on the list, baby safe even.
Yeah, that's the one.
What can I do?
Move those lights closer. Line them up here and here.
What about me?
I'm ready with your bed. I'll adjust it after you get on. Okay, go ahead and scoot.
Oh.
You okay?
Just another sharp pain.
Just breathe and relax for now.
Okay, this thing's on.
Find the sensor attachments. That's how we're going to monitor the baby.
Are these them?
Yes.
You can adjust it now.
Got it. All right, let's see how he's doing.
Is he...
Heart rate's down. It's pretty low. It's a good thing we're here.
I'm sorry if
I... All I want you to do right now is to relax and sit back, okay? Let me work.
Should we try the radio again?
I did once in the car already. No one's responding.
Lean back, okay? Kelly, I have saline in my bag. Can you grab that?
Here, take this too. It's just a walkie, short range. I'm going to check the hall, see if you can hear her out there. It's not bad. I can barely hear her.
Okay, that's good.
Just give it to my mama. Let her know not to ever call me. I'll call her. Hold on. Shit. Kelly, you mind coming here?
What? What's wrong?
We're gonna guard outside. Just relax in here, okay? Mama, there's one more thing out here we gotta get. You mind giving me a...
Sure. Where's my rifle? There it is.
What is it?
Big one's coming back. It's not far off outside.
Shit! We need to go. We need to...
Shh! We're gonna move her again?
There's no time, right?
Oh, it'd be risky. I don't know how much time we have. That baby is in trouble.
Then we gotta hold it off.
What?
And you're gonna help me.
Me? We have nothing to kill it. We can't stop it.
I know that.
So what can we do?
Distract it.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Otto Sterk,
Nate Gies,
Shirley Jordan,
Jay Olegario,
Blair Wayland,
and Tammy Klein.
I'm Michael Swan.
Directed by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone.
Line producers, Blair Wayland and Grayson Stone.
Zinterns, Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean.
Assistant director, Elisa Elliott.
Edited by Grayson Stone and Casey Wayland. Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.